All right, let's find out what is happening in the world of news with Eleni Soltis.
Hello, Tom. The fugitive former head of the Japanese automaker Nissan, Carlos Ghosn, has given an impassioned account of his time under arrest since he jumped bail in Japan to head to Lebanon in a private jet. He's been charged with underreporting his income and misuse of funds at Nissan. At a media conference in Beirut, Mr. Ghosn didn't give details of how he actually fled Japan, but instead concentrated on the case against him, which he says is nothing more than that persecution.
I was presumed guilty before the eyes of the world and subject to a system whose only objective is to coerce confessions, secure guilty pleas without regard to the truth. I have come to learn that my unimaginable ordeal over the past 14 months is the result of a handful of unscrupulous, vindictive individuals at Nissan, at the Latham & Watkins law firm, with the support of the Tokyo Prosecutor Office. It is important for me to emphasize that I'm not above the law, and I welcome the opportunity for the truth to come out and to have my name vindicated and my reputation restored. I did not escape justice. I fled injustice and persecution. Political persecution.
So there you have it, Carlos Ghosn at that much-awaited press conference. Reporters, as I said, had been hoping for more details. Was he in a musical instrument case when he fled? Was he in a box with holes in it? We don't know. Instead, they were treated, these reporters, to a wide-ranging and sometimes hard-to-follow defence against the charges that Japanese prosecutors had levelled against him. He attacked the authorities in Tokyo as well as executives at Nissan. It's important to note that he had this very prolonged time in custody. And this is why Carlos Ghosn said, "I did not escape justice. I fled injustice." There was a lot of focus on the Japanese justice system throughout Ghosn's time in Japan. This is how Tokyo-based criminal lawyer Jake Adelstein explained to me the Japanese justice system.
Police can arrest you and they can hold you for 48 hours. In which they can decide to charge you, not charge you, or let you go and send the criminal charges in the forms of documents to the prosecutors. Usually they send the papers and you're handed over to the prosecutors. The prosecutors have 24 hours in which to indict you or not indict you, but they can also ask for a 10-day extension to continue the investigation, in which you're almost never given bail and are held in detention. Then they can do it again for another 10 days, and in some very rare cases, sometimes even 5 more days.
One also has to question the timing of this trial and the case in its entirety, because let's not forget, it's important to note, resentment has been growing within Nissan, with employees there believing Nissan profits were propping up Renault, because there is that Renault-Nissan alliance. And to exacerbate this, Renault owns 43.4% of Nissan, while Nissan also has a 15% stake in Renault, which means it carries no voting rights. So there were tensions leading up to this trial, and perhaps the issues around Ghosn were kept for a rainy day. Now, in other developing news out of the UK, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have said in a statement they intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent. The official statement from Prince Harry and Meghan said, "After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year in starting to carve out a progressive new role within this institution." Now, last year, Meghan Markle had spoke frankly about the struggles of royal life. Here she is speaking to ABC America.
"My friends were really happy because I was so happy, but my British friend said to me, 'I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life.'"
There has, of course, been a lot of scrutiny on her, both during her pregnancy and post-birth, with the usual tabloid chatter about how quickly she has bounced back. She also reflected on the struggle of being a new mother in the public gaze in that same interview.
"And especially as a woman, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes."
"And the answer is would it be fair to say not really okay, as in it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Perhaps the experience of the Duke's mother, Princess Diana, has played into this decision to step back, but it remains to be seen whether they will actually be able to avoid the public glare, given the circus that tends to trail after them everywhere they seem to go. They are an incredibly charismatic duo, Tom.
Yeah, that seems like absolutely huge historic news that they would make a statement to become financially independent, and of course talking about moving to Canada as well. These are big historic moments. Maybe there'll be plays and film and cultural reflections on this in time gone by.
Well, a great uncle also withdrew from the monarchy, so and that abdication was quite something else.